Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
What are we saying on this Kendrick shit then?
Okay, let's get it, bro.
Okay, let's get it, bro. D.O.T., the money, power, respect. The last one was better. The last one was better.
The last one was better. He needs to say something, man.
Is the phone line open?
The phone line is open. I don't think I'll close it.
It's time for him to prove that he's a problem.
He needs to say something. Yeah. He needs to prove that he's a problem. Because right now, Drake actually responded and responded well. And that's the problem. If Drake responded and it was like, eh, it would have been like, respond or not, whatever. But he responded well.
He did.
Hello?
The Alchemist I trust.
Yes. Yo, what's good, bro?
How you doing, sir?
Yeah, I'm good. Yeah, see this K-Dot versus, you know, Drake or BB or Drake.
Okay, so you picked your side.
I haven't really picked the side. I'm not picking no sides. I'm on the side of hip hop. Yeah. So my thing is this, yeah. Drake, even though, yeah, we've heard the response from Drake, but is it really a response? Because we have to think about this properly, right? It was only exclusively for DJ Academics. It's only for, if it's available on streaming platforms and all that stuff there, then cool, fair enough. And I think Drake is, he's scared. Like, he's literally scared because he knows. He's scared that Kendrick will body him differently. You see what I'm saying?
Because he's still.
Because think about this, yeah? Has Drake responded to Pusha T?
Yeah, that's different.
He's throwing shots.
Do you see what I mean?
He's definitely throwing shots.
So the thing is, what needs to happen is Drake needs to respond properly, officially, put it out there with chest. Yeah? And if it's garbage, it's garbage. If it's good, it's good. And then Kendrick can respond. But the issue is, what we need to not do is not do it like Grime, because with Grime, it's always a thing of within 24 hours or 48 hours.
Yeah,
that's Grime. With hip-hop, sometimes it can literally take months.
Yeah.
Like, even back in the 90s, it could, if you think about Biggie versus Tupac, for example, like, it took months for Tupac to release Hit Him Up, because first of all, he was in jail. Then when he came out of jail, he came out of jail in like October 95, I believe it was. And then after that, he released the disc in like February, March 96. You see what I mean? So there was time, even though he was dissing Biggie in that interview and magazine and stuff like that. So the thing is, we have to look at it from a perspective of the hip-hop lens, but we live in a different era. So obviously we live in a a fast-paced social media. So we do instantly want fast responses, but the issue is Drake needs to not do leaks. Like, why are you leaking for? No Diddy. You know what I mean? So, I believe I genuinely believe Drake can do well in this battle. He can do well. Like, I'm not like a Drake hater. Some people think I'm a Drake hater. I'm not. I just think he can do better. But he just needs to have confidence in himself, innit? But that's just me, innit?
What do you have to say?
And then I've also...
Oh, sorry. What do I have to say towards that? I think you're talking shit.
You don't care about it not being on streaming?
Nope. Not really.
You don't care about it leaking?
What, as in this theory that he's leaked Kendrick stuff?
No,
leaking his own thing? I don't really care about that. I don't really care. I'm not going to say that it's not something to factor in. There's definitely a reason. And, you know, I had a theory that, maybe because Like That is still number one for 3 weeks or whatever. And again, it could be a sense of if he releases this and it doesn't go number one, people immediately say, well, maybe the Kendrick this is viewed as higher or better. But I don't really care about the numbers stuff.
Nah.
As long as he's confirmed that this is his tune and I've heard it, I've heard the response. To me, it's on Kendrick. Kendrick put out a verse. Drake put out a song. Now it's on Kendrick to put out a song. That's how I see it. I don't really care about all the games of streaming and all the games of leaking.
If
you're keeping it really hip hop, it's on the beats that matters. It doesn't matter if it's on the streamer or whatever.
I don't really care about that personally. If you want to raise it as a point, I hear it. But I don't personally care about it. As long as it's confirmed it is his diss track and not AI, I'm good with that.
No, but see, that's the issue here. See, this is the issue. Because when it first was aired or whatever, at first some people thought it was AI. You see what I'm saying? And now even with the Kendrick one as well, one guy confirmed that it was AI.
This is why
I firmly believe, like, if you're gonna be battling, keep it official. Just release it.
It's a fair point.
Even Officer Ricky released his song.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? So yeah,
but Rick Ross needs that. Why? Do you know what I mean?
I think, personally,
just the era he's from is release it officially, no problem. But I think Rick needs that more in terms of his catalogue for it to be boosted by this whole beef thing. It makes sense for Rick Ross to release that song.
Mm-hmm.
It benefits him to do that. This benefits everyone. Drake is the only one that it might not benefit as much as everybody else. Not saying he doesn't benefit from it.
Right, well,
but
credibility.
Yes, but at the same time, he's going to get the same credibility for just responding. So I don't care. Everybody's even just thinking, okay, is he going to release it? Whatever. But we know that that's his official track. So I'm fine with that.
I don't need it.
It would be nice.
More official
but,
than that.
Because there might be, that's politics. That's the politics of things, which I can't get into.
I hear that stuff.
Temi has Yansh. That's crazy. That's crazy.
You're sitting down.
It's crazy, bro. Crazy.
But you know what I think, yeah?
Yeah, go on.
I think as well, I think Chip needs to pull up to the Shell petrol station and stand for everyone.
Hey, I wouldn't mind some UK beef still. It'll be quick. It'll be quick pow-pow. I hear that. But yeah, bro, appreciate you calling, man.
We'll let the phones open for someone else.
All right,
bro.
Appreciate you. Yeah, I do hear that vibe of it doesn't have to be now. It could take some months. I'd still have time for it. Just as I said for Drake, I don't want to hear it. Like, I don't want to hear it that late, but I will listen to it.
Of course.
If it does a madness, it can still do a madness later on. I was listening to Joe and he was talking about, they're probably going to see this see out through summer. Probably. At this rate.
Got scared.
Yeah, at this rate.
I know, but
will he drop it when the album's coming?
Is like, wait, what's going on? It's because You know when you send for somebody and you say, let's see if you're about it.
Yeah.
Expecting you to be like, yeah, like as soon as you're ready, I'm ready too.
Yep.
Like, let's fight now.
Yep.
Like, man can't say, oh, you are about it. Okay, cool. Give me some months. I'm dropping an album.
Yeah.
If he does it around album time, it's going to be like, K-Dot, you're looking a bit funny right now.
Yeah.
You're looking very funny, bruv. Because it's like, you're the one, you were the aggressor.
Yeah.
It's different if Drake came at you and then you were like, fuck it, I'm going to respond on my album.
Yeah.
Cool. You, whatever. Mm. But for you to come and poke the bear comes back and then you're like, no, wait, I've got an album coming.
Give me some time. Yeah.
That's funny, man. That's funny business. You'll lose some credibility there, but I'm not in a rush, but at the same time, I'd like to hear it because I want the beef.
Mm.
That's all it is. I just want the beef.
It's annoying that there's all these other things there, like all this AI and stuff. I'm thinking, you guys are fucking...
Nah, the AI guy, that pissed me off.
Just stay out of it. Just let them beef or let us know that nothing's come out. Why do we have to get some shit there?
It's almost like, bro, like, you didn't need to do this. What's this?
Oh, Jackie said it. He said, you know, it would be funny if Chip entered and started dissing all of them. No, man. All shell carriages are now closed. Yeah, right.
Let somebody send for Chip. Yeah. He's going straight back to Shell.
Yeah,
bro.
Right.
That guy will be out of Shell tomorrow, bro.
You know we got time for some Chip when he's dissing someone, for sure. So it's been 5 days.
Hello. Hi.
How you doing?
I'm good. I just wanted to call in just to add
a few bits
about the Drake. I just think, for me, I feel like when Kendrick did the Like That verse, I feel like they're like it was a call out to Drake mainly, and then Cole stepped in. But then Drake was obviously responded, took about 3 weeks. So I feel like Drake's response was brave. He has to respond to Ross, Future, Metro, not ASAP. And I feel like he had to compartmentalize his response to everyone. Mm-hmm. And he gave good shots to Kendrick, but just to show that I'm here and I'm not scared. And I think that is that's not the first round. I think the first round is when Kendrick responds. And now, because Kendrick's going to do a whole diss track, he doesn't have to diss about 10 people. He only has to diss Drake, and then goes for Drake fully. And then Drake responds. I think that's when you can say this is commencing the first round.
Nah.
Because everything before seems like Drake had to segregate like fight off 10 people.
Kendrick he didn't need to. He chose to.
That's true.
You chose to. I can't say that. Like, that's crazy to say that doesn't count. It definitely counts.
That has to count.
Like, no, that's insane.
I think it counts as a response. I think it counts as Drake being brave. But I feel like Kendrick gave a little... Are you counting Kendrick's one as the first, the initiation of the beef? Or are you counting that as a diss?
No, it's the initiation of the beef. So Kendrick has said, let's beef. Now Drake is like, all right, we're beefing. So now Kendrick has to respond. That's round one.
Okay, so you're saying the Kendrick's response is the first round?
That's the first round. Okay, yeah, because it's Drake dissed him, Kendrick's coming back, that's the first round. And then hopefully there'll be another.
Yeah. But don't you think that's a bit... Don't you think that's advantage Kendrick?
Not really.
Because Kendrick...
He could come and not deliver.
True.
Yeah, a track still has to be a good track.
Yeah.
Like, and that's the thing. We're not judging it off of just bars now. Mm-hmm. Now it's about how does it sound? Can it be a banger? We're judging it in different ways now.
We definitely are.
Like, how aggressive is it? All this kind of stuff. It's like, it's not before where man would just go to a radio station and just start rapping.
That's why I feel like it's going to be hard, but go on.
I've got another thing about Drake. I'm a Drake fan, like a really big Drake fan.
Mm.
Like, I've seen him a couple of times he comes to London, but I've got one thing that I'm like really questioning about when people question his pen and like his ability to like rap, because when he does his timestamp records or his, like, not just the timestamp records, he does Tuscan Leather,
all these
tracks, and they're so good. Like, people, because he can sing and do dancehall and do like the London thing, even his verse on Only You Heady One, it's crazy. Like, I feel like he gets underrated for what he's actually really good at.
Because he's like, Habibti, please.
Yeah,
I feel like he
was he on beat? Like, was he on beat?
Yeah, nah, he was crazy. He was off beat, on beat, everything.
All of the above.
Yeah. But yeah, that's all I came in to say. I feel like Drake needs a bit more credit when it comes to rapping, just rapping alone.
Calm, bro. Yeah. Appreciate you, man.
Appreciate the call, man.
Have a good night, man.
Cool. All right, bye.
Yeah, boy. What do you think about what he said?
echo chamber, man.
What, the Drake, like Drake fans?
Man said he needs a bit more credit. Okay.
I don't think
free
so.
Free Drake fans saying he's good at rapping.
Yeah. I don't think he needs more credit.
I think he gets the hate is absolutely forced. No one says he can't.
Yeah.
Like, you guys, some of you, it's like Arsenal fans. Some of you just make things up and make the rest of you look bad and complain and cry and say, no one said he doesn't rap on his beats well. No one said that. Like, he needs more credit from who? Who doesn't give it to him? He's got the biggest rap fan base. If that's it, like, what more do you guys want?
Some people won't be happy until everybody says like, yes.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, that's all it is.
True, very true.
But who says no?
There's some Drake haters. There's still Drake haters.
I don't necessarily think they say he can't rap.
No, some of them do.
I haven't. Everyone knows he can.
Yeah.
I haven't personally seen.
Maybe if you say you don't think he's the best or he's not your favorite, that's a different ball game. It's not saying he's shit.
Most said he makes what's it called music.
Grocery.
Whatever.
So many SKUs.
Like.
Was it Omar or something?
Yeah. Or whatever. But it's like.
But did he say he can't rap?
To me, that's like saying it's
not really because his biggest,
it's not real.
But his biggest songs are those songs.
You can't run from the numbers if
those are the numbers on the songs that you can, you couldn't spin Tuscan Leather in Walmart, could
no,
you?
No, you couldn't.
No.
What song's bigger, Tuscan Leather or Hotline Bling? It might be Hotline Bling or God's Plan or
the
ones that you could spin
ones.
In Walmart, you know, or TGI Fridays.
Yeah.
I'd listen to Chris Brown and TGI Fridays. Doesn't make him a shit artist.
It doesn't.
It comes on.
It doesn't. But when you're like, it's kind of, he's not serious. You know what I mean? Like, it's still like a kind
it's
of
definitely
like,
a it's, shot. It, like that you don't want to hear.
Understandable, but
it?
It's a totally different era of rap in comparison to when Moss was rapping.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's just a very different scene. And what he's saying isn't untrue, but yeah, you could be upset about it.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, write a diss track to Moss as well then, innit? Why didn't he include him in the beef? But I also don't think he addressed anyone from the second album really and truly. Like, Weeknd was already on the first album. He didn't address ASAP. Ross was already on the first album.
Yeah.
It's Future and Metro's album.
And Kendrick
was on the first album. So he didn't actually address anyone from the second album.
Yeah. Okay,
there was no one...
He didn't mention
was on the second album to address apart from ASAP?
I don't think
Weeknd was already on the first album.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So the only person was ASAP.
Yeah, he didn't address him though.
I wouldn't even.
Didn't need it.
No, he didn't need to.
No problem. Yeah. But, so even giving him the 3 weeks, cool. Let's see what happens. Let's see what happens on the tape. Cool. But he didn't actually address anyone from it.
Like, yeah, he didn't have to.
Even Travis was on the first album. He didn't address Travis in anything.
No,
did
he bigged up Travis.
There was, again, you know, there's like bars and someone will say, oh, that could be a shot at Travis, but I don't know. I can't remember what the bar was that he said in the diss track, but they were like, that could be Travis that he's talking about.
No, because he's even saying Travis got you wiped down. So it's like,
Yeah,
then to go and diss him is kind of like.
Plus, he uses Travis to diss Kanye, so you kind of don't want to mess that up.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, people go on each other's
album. And Travis is really like, I don't know, he's Switzerland or something,
yeah,
bro.
He's neutral.
He's neutral, because I swear it was him that was on stage with Future saying, run that shit.
Yeah, apparently.
It was him. He was like, nah, we're not leaving until we hear that shit. Play that shit.
Yeah. He's on the ground. He's like, come on, man, it's hard.
It's hard, though.
Put a poll up, because people act like Drake doesn't have.
ASAP won the Drake beef when he breeded up Rihanna.
Oh, get out of here with Come on, man.
Of course not.
Plus the sex was average, did you? That was crazy.
Are you a Drake fan, yes or no? I just want to see how many Drake haters are here.
Man said, I'm anti. And the sex was average with you. That is rude as hell.
Very rude.
These guys are so disrespectful.
Very rude. Man. Unnecessary. That thing with, what's his name? Ak saying that he needs to relax on fucking other niggas' girls, though.
No, 100%. I was like, yeah, for real. He's definitely a scummy nigga. But I think they all are. I think every single one of them is doing some crazy shit. And all it is that Drake is doing it the most.
Yeah, yeah, it's crazy.
Because he probably has the most access, if that makes sense. But I reckon they're all on a madness.
The phone line's open. You can call in and chat shit, man. Mm-hmm.
They're all doing the madness.
I think it's funny how people are trying to change the rules on when a point can actually be drawn.
What do you mean?
With Cole, they was trying to scream 1-0 Cole.
I didn't see that enough for me to. Definitely didn't see
that.
No,
it was trending.
Yeah, it was definitely trending.
I see that as trending, but I'm saying, like, there was definitely people saying, dub, like, that was shit. That was not a good shot.
That's fine.
That's been more the consensus.
I'm talking more on when people try to give a point.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, cool. All right, cool. I get you.
We've been through this before, we know when it starts. Someone says, hey, that, do you want to fight?
Yeah.
Yeah, I want to fight.
So I'm like, this is 1-0 Drake.
All right, I'm going to bang you back.
So far, see, Kendrick hasn't responded.
But to me, it's 1-0 Drake, bro.
This is crazy.
Nah,
come on, man. Stop being...
How?
Because we know the rules.
What's the rule?
Why are you so desperate for a point?
The first shot does not count as round one.
How can it not?
We've done this before.
How? With what? How does that not count?
Tem, you need to understand hip-hop rules, bro. This is just hip-hop rules.
Was you born yesterday, big...
I don't care about that rule.
No, but that's the rule.
If someone comes out and takes a shot...
Bro, yeah, how it is.
So has the bell rang?
When Drake responded, it's ding ringing. Ding like it's,
oh, that's crazy.
No, it's not because Kendrick came out and said, "Are you about it?"
So then that means when he did control, that means that was 1-0 Kendrick. No, none of us said that, bro.
No, that's different.
No, but it's the same thing.
No, that's different.
That would have been 1-0 Kendrick. So all of the six people he mentioned.
That's different. All Kendrick basically said is that I'm better than all you guys.
That's a diss in rap, bro.
It can be a diss in rap, but he said I'm better than multiple people. Yeah. So I'm not seeing that as a direct shot.
He said the names. He didn't allude to any. He said people's names.
That's fine.
And they've said, listen.
Go on.
Answer the call. Please. Sorry if I beard. But like, bro, you can't just give, like, we would have give 1-0 off the verse. No one gave Kendrick 1-0 off the verse because Drake took 3 weeks.
Yeah.
We've got 5 days and niggas won't give, oh, he's taking too long. Drake took 3. No one was going 1-0 Kendrick. Yeah, yeah. Relax.
No, you can't give 1-0 to Kendrick because he hasn't responded.
Give 1-0 to Kendrick. I know.
So that's what I'm saying. How can you give 1-0 to
Kendrick? That's the initiation of what, let's get into this.
Yeah,
not
yeah,
we're
yeah.
into this.
That's literally the rule. It's literally the rule.
I don't
rule.
Care about that rule.
No,
man.
But you have to. Because it doesn't.
I don't care about it. Then don't speak on it.
I don't. No, I can speak on it.
You can't. If you're not going to accept the general consensus.
We got a caller. Go on.
No, I think I agree with him on this one.
Thank you. How did man throw a shot and then it's not even a desperate thing. He came out and said something. Sorry, go on. Sorry, bro.
If Drake's verse or if Drake's diss didn't land,
man would have said Kendrick. Like,
no, we wouldn't.
It would have been.
Bro, we would have waited
probably,
for Kendrick.
Kendrick probably wouldn't have even responded, and that would have been the end of that.
No. I think if the diss track was shit, Kendrick would have responded sooner.
I wouldn't think he would have not responded.
Nah, man.
If the diss track was shit, you think like Kendrick would have made another?
No, I think Kendrick would have responded sooner. If the diss track,
because
the diss track is good, let it cool off, let it run, then you respond. Not respond at the peak of the diss track. If the diss track wasn't good, I think Kendrick would have responded sooner.
So if the diss track wasn't good, what would the score be?
It would have been.
There wouldn't be a score until Kendrick responds.
I don't believe that, man.
Crazy,
nah, man.
Hey, caller, I'm with you.
I hear what you are saying. I hear what you are saying.
Lies.
This stuff. It's not lies.
You lot bought into what you said.
No, because I had bought into it because I believe it's the situation.
I feel like maybe to you, Fred, but I feel like the general consensus would
Wait. Don't just say my name, because that's how it's Fred's a hater. Dennis is on my side as well. Say us both, because this is how things get misconstrued.
Fred and Dennis, maybe to you lot, but I feel like the general consensus would be, yeah, like 1-0 Kendrick, because Drake's diss didn't land.
That
would 100% be the general.
I reckon that would have been trending.
I agree with your favourite social commentators are saying the same thing.
That's fine.
But everyone wants to be selective of the parts they hear from these people because it doesn't fit the narrative they want to spin. Like, why are you running from the first round? What are you running from?
How can you compare a diss track
to a verse on a song? Like, this is not even comparable.
I'm not comparing it.
You are, though. No, you're saying the round that we're comparing of songs.
I'm not comparing it in the sense of, how do I describe what I'm saying? Kendrick has come out, and said something. Remember, they've been going back and forth for a long time.
So why haven't we given Kendrick points over these years?
I haven't been listening to all that. If we want, we can
so
make
what,
it.
If you no one has come out and said 1-0 Kendrick.
By the way, if we want, if we want, we can say it's 17-18 if we want. I don't care about all that because I ain't been listening to subliminals.
But it was not subliminals. Don't run from the fade. On Control, he said his face. On Control, he said his name. That is not subliminal.
The thing is, be brave. All right, cool. You're looking at Kendrick's verse, where Kendrick has said names. Drake has also got back at Kendrick.
Did he just subliminals, or did he say Kendrick's name?
You see it as subliminal, but Kendrick knows it's for him. So that's up to you.
But you said it's subliminal.
No, but my thing is...
If the person, only the person sees it as it's for me, that's a subliminal.
Right, to us. Yeah.
That's what subliminal is.
Oh my gosh.
That's what subliminal is, bro.
A hidden message.
Yes.
But it's not hidden if it's in front of everyone. It's up to you if you know it.
As in, like, if the shoe fits, those kind of bars. You can't... Like, if it's a direct... This boy's a pussy, blah, 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 blah. That's a direct shot. A subliminal is something that you can put to any name.
No, but the thing is, when man is talking about something, man will talk about something that is about what they said. All it is that we missed it.
Yeah.
That's all.
Why didn't we give 1-0 Kendrick for the verse?
You can if you want. I don't mind that. You can if you want.
I say it's wrong.
You can if you want. But if man just comes out and says, yo, I'm better than all you niggas, I don't really care about
that. Okay, cool, fine.
I don't care about Kendrick drops
and it's a good verse, is it 1-1 or what?
If Kendrick drops, no. To me, it's round two. It's round two now. He's gone. Now Drake goes.
I think we're going to agree to disagree on this point. Because for me, it definitely starts now.
People that actually hip-hop, that's what I'm saying, Control wasn't a diss. That's competition, bro.
So then,
that isn't a diss either.
Nah, that's a diss.
He just basically said, I'm big free.
He didn't only say that. So he said, for all you dogs getting buried, that's a direct shot at Drake.
Is it a diss? Is he saying he's shit? Or because Drake is coming...
All you dogs getting buried.
Because Drake is coming... All your dogs getting buried. Wait, let me finish my sentence. I've heard all you dogs getting buried. You said it 3 times now, guys. He's saying shit like you're short, you get 50%. This is just calling a man out.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same as the Control verse. Come outside, let's fight.
It's not the same as the Control verse. Come on.
Because where man are saying in his, oh, your album was shit, J. Cole, that's a diss.
Like, yeah, and that's what Drake has done. But with Kendrick, fair enough. It might not be the strongest of disses, but it's a diss.
Nah, it is a diss.
Do you get it? If we're going to say that Kendrick's verse is a diss, we need to stop this whole conversation, bro.
I don't think it's
for
a diss,
all your dogs getting buried, something in the cemetery. What did he say?
It was going to be a pet cemetery or something like
that. Come on, bro. What's he talking about?
And he called his best work
And Mike Jack lived out...
I'll take that one as a diss.
How can you not... The whole verse is a diss. Come on, man. We're being mad now.
I wouldn't say
he actually
verse.
Even we're said, fuck mad. Sneak dissing.
Fuck
like,
sneak dissing,
first
bro.
Person shooter. He's not sneak dissing.
It's right there. That is a diss. That is a diss.
Yeah, I still see it as come outside.
So wait. Hold on. If it was Kendrick's song...
Yeah,
and it wasn't just a verse, and then Drake responded. Would that be round one, or would that be Kendrick initiating?
It wouldn't be the whole thing. Like, Drake is a diss track.
No, yeah, I hear you.
What I'm saying?
No, no, but like, if
I hear you, but if it was a song, if that was a song, yeah, mm-hmm. with three verses and he gave him a verse at the end, yeah?
Yeah.
It wouldn't be a diss song though. It would be a bar or two. Like,
so basically, the first person that initiates the beef, we're not in a round at all. No. Even if it's a whole song. That's a crazy take, by the way.
The thing is, that's a hypothetical, and that's not actually what's even happening.
I hear that, but what I'm trying to do is test your theory, because your theory applies to everything, right?
The first person
initiates, it's not around. So if it's a song...
Initiation, but if you've actually done a diss track,
yeah,
that's different to I've done taken a diss verse. Not even just a diss verse, it's seen as taking shots.
Okay.
Do you know what I'm saying? So it's different to making a whole song saying, I'm coming at you, come back at me. This is round one. Whereas it's kind of like, your shit is shit. What are you saying?
All right, cool.
Let's see if you're really, because he said, let's see if you're, what did he say?
Something about this. He's a problem.
Let's prove you're a problem. Let's see if you're really a problem. Do you know what I'm saying? So okay. Now it's like, all right, cool. Come at me. What are you saying? You on it? That's how I've seen it. That's how most people have seen it. It's like, come at me. So now Drake has come at him. I'm not going to be like, oh, 1-0 Drake. Because I'm not comparing this verse to Drake's whole diss track.
Fair.
I'm not.
I hear you.
So like, if we're imagining this as like a fight,
yeah?
And then Drake pretty much punched Kendrick in it.
Yeah.
But Kendrick pushed Drake, yeah? You see when Kendrick pushed Drake?
Yeah.
Did he start the fight?
He started the fight. So no.
If you pushed him, he hasn't pushed him. We're in round one, right?
No, I hear that, but it's not a push.
The fight has started, bro.
It's not a push. It's come outside. That's a different thing, because the fight hasn't started until we start fighting.
Wait. Stop, because they can't even... What happens in boxing, they have a press conference before the fight.
Yeah. The fight hasn't started yet. Like, man gets pushed and slapped in those press conferences all the time. To me, this is a come outside. What are you saying? Like, and now man's outside. Drake's pushed him now. Like, what? The fight started now. Now, come back at me. Are you going to punch me? Are you going to push me back? What are you going to do?
You're being a rap. You can't.
Like, you can see it both ways. I know you're going to choose not to. But this is what pisses me off with niggas, bro. This is what pisses me off with niggas. Because it's like, that will make it seem like what man's saying is mad. But it's like, no, it's not.
No, I get what you're saying.
Yeah, so.
I get it. That boxing example.
If you don't agree, then cool.
Yeah, that boxing example is perfect. I get it. You can slap man in the thing. But, bro, to me, you came out, dudes responded to you, it was better. That's what I'm going off. I'm going off, what do I like? What did I enjoy more? I'm enjoying Drake's this right now. If you want to talk about who's winning the beef, all that kind of stuff, okay, maybe you can see that as a bit different. Kendrick hasn't got a whole track out there. But right now, I've enjoyed what Drake has done. 1-0 Drake.
That's just poor, okay.
Man. I can hear that. I can hear that, man. If it's like Kendrick doesn't respond. If Kendrick doesn't respond to me, it's 1-0 Drake.
How does that make sense then?
It just means that there was no retaliation. It was just Drake won. That's it. It's literally there's no retaliation. If somebody scores a goal and they stop playing, the other team stops playing, you've won. That's what I've seen. It's not that because it beat the thing verse. I'm not counting that. I'm seeing that as, you just called man out. I'm not counting that as...
So is like that being number one a dub?
What do you mean by that?
Like it being number one, is that a dub? Is that a win?
For what, in the diss?
In the diss, in everything. Nah, not for future, me. For...
No, it's a win. Thing. It's a win for their career and all of that stuff. But in this, it's like, it is what it is. Like, to me, if Drake never responded, I'd have just been like, Drake's a pussy, old man. Kendrick's better than him. He shook a Kendrick. I wouldn't have been like, 1-0. He won the battle. I'd have just been like, nah, he's a pussy. He didn't want the battle. He didn't want the beef. Okay. That's what I would have said.
Is it fair that we're comparing like that and a potential additional Kendrick diss to one song from Drake? We can't say like that that's direct. That's not a press conference, man. That's round one.
Bro, that's round one. It's not a diss track though. It's just a call out verse.
Yeah. Drake dropped a very direct one.
It's a very direct one.
Is like that a diss track?
It's a direct call out. But then think of Drake's response.
Just yes or no. Is it a diss track? Yes or no.
bro.
Semantics.
Let me tell you something, yeah.
It's not semantics. It's what we're doing. Is this diss track or not? Like,
all right, go on. If we're going to ignore the whole album as a diss, then cool. If we're going to ignore that Future went at him on the album, then cool. But let's not only look at Kendrick. The whole album is about the guy. If we're not at 1-0 now, then where are we? Mm. Come on, guys. Look at what's in front
Future,
of us.
With Future, cool.
So he's 1-0 to Future?
Future and Metro.
He's 1-0.
To me. Okay. Because they actually created a whole diss album. So you've actually said, you've punched man in the face now. You started a fight. You didn't call man out. You started a fight. Do you know what I'm saying? Cool. Whereas for me, Kendrick being part of it, it's just him being part of it. But Kendrick and his beef, it don't start for me until Kendrick responds. Like this, what Drake has done.
Actually, as well as that, yeah, Drake's response wasn't even just at Kendrick. So surely it's an even playing field, right?
Of course it is. Because he made that choice. To me, and I said this last week as well. Drake, if he doesn't go at anybody else, I'm fine. I want him to go at Kendrick. This is what he decided to do. So if now what he's done in the verses that he gave Kendrick isn't enough to beat Kendrick's whole diss track, that's on him. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, he made that choice. That's a strategic move that he's made.
So we're calling it a diss track now, yes or no?
What, who?
Kendrick's, because you just called it a diss Kendrick. Track.
No. You're not listening. I said, if what Drake decided to do isn't good enough to beat what Kendrick diss track, then that's on Drake. I never said that last year. You know what I'm saying? So what Kendrick is going to put out, hopefully, if that batters the bars that Drake decided to give him, that's on Drake. Bad strategy. You should have gave him a whole fucking thing. Because now you've lost one, you're now 1-0 down. Do you know what I'm saying? But if Drake now comes back with a whole nother diss track, that's round two starting. So Kendrick can also come back again. Like, to me, that's the way I'm seeing it. Like, I get why you lot are saying that, but to me, it doesn't make sense, bro. It doesn't make sense.
I just told him to come outside. I can hear it as a push. I can hear it. But as a fan.
Still round one.
Still 1-0.
Desperate fan base, man. Desperate fan base. Man is trying to get points in the format.
That's the crazy thing.
You can't start it on a verse. That's crazy.
I'm not even a Drake fan like that. That's the crazy thing, right? It's not even. I'm just saying what I see.
The thing is, you could start it many ways. You could start it the way Meek did on a call out thing on just verbal.
That's a call out.
Kendrick just doesn't do that. You could start it in more ways than one and then you get straight to the diss tracks. Or you could start it with a call out verse and say, hey, let's get it, bro.
So
if we could just date this thing back as far as we bloody want to and go all the way back to Control, where it's a direct, hey, I've said your name, all right, point to Kendrick. Or, hey, I've said your... We could run up the points just all over the place. It's dumb. We are talking about when the first diss track drops. Like, it's just not hard to even just follow the rules of what... It's the precedent they set over there. Like, this is American beef. Like, the rules that they're relaying is what we're just taking over here. But... fans want to be, fans want to be desperate as they at point. It's like, relax. It's been, like, because we could have just gave a point to Kendrick 3 weeks ago. No one did.
No, you can't give the point because...
Why
not?
Why would you, when Drake had it drop?
Because you're on the clock immediately. It's just, remember, we're in this 2024 era of, cool, we're used to UK rap, we're dropping the next day. So when now it's been 2 weeks, right, you still responded to da-da-da, pussy, 1-0 Kendrick. We could have done that. Now it's been 5 days, and we're like, rah, Kendrick's on the clock. He ain't dropped yet. 1-0 Drake. Relax.
So at what point do we say Kendrick's not going to respond? Because he could respond in 2 years if he wants. At what point? Because we need to put a time on it.
No problem.
You said Wednesday in the group chat.
There's a certain. Yeah, that's just me.
I'm not talking to you though. Yeah, so but I'm not in his camp. What's your timer?
You could run it to October. If he doesn't respond by then, yeah. Or if, because like you, Dennis was saying, if it's an album, you're not interested in it being part of an album.
No, I'm interested, but I won't rate it as much.
Cool. If an album drops summer, October, whatever, and there's a diss track on it, people will listen, but again, I'm not in the camp, drops whenever it drops. I think if it was a shit diss track, it would have dropped sooner. I think it would drop way before then. I don't think Kendrick's running. Plus, you have a bunch of idiots that make AI diss tracks and are ruining the shit. And then that's when the Drake fans get nitty-ish as well when they're trying to say it's a real diss track. I don't believe that shit. Even the guy that came out and claimed it, they're saying he's a comedian. No way is Kendrick that shit to believe that AI.
It doesn't sound like him.
It doesn't sound like him.
This is where the fan base is horrible, man.
Yeah. But you didn't answer my question, though.
I did.
I said it will
drop sooner, and I said October. Way before then. I think it will drop before then. It won't be 2 years.
You're giving him to October.
You're giving him to October.
Not that I'm giving him to October, but I'm saying if it drops in October, everyone will listen. I think it will drop before then.
But my question is, what is your deadline?
Like, as in, like, when you accept that, all right, 1-0 Drake then. He took too long. Because when it was Drake, he was like, oh, he's taking long. 3 weeks. It's taking long.
Yeah.
So there was too long there.
We'll give him 3 weeks as well then. All right, how about that? Three weeks.
No props.
It's not crazy.
Mm-mm. Not crazy.
Yeah, that's fair.
We'll see if it happens. I'm willing to see what happens for sure. Like, I want to see Kendrick get at him. I want to see another track because the way Drake is talking is like, don't wake up the beast. I've got more shit I can say.
Mm-hmm.
So, cool. I can hear you guys' point. It's a push. Then we're starting round one, but as a Drake fan, 1-0.
The thing is as well, though, the thing is, it's not going to be fairly rated.
Why?
Oh, come on, man.
Why won't it be fairly rated?
Because even before it's dropped, are we not already hearing things like, if he comes with voices? Maybe you're not active in the group chat.
Yeah. But no. I hear that.
It's not going to be fairly rated by Drake fans.
No, it's not going to be. It's fairly rated because you have to take into consideration delivery. And you can't take that away from a rap battle.
Yeah.
And that's why I always like Kendrick's already at a disadvantage because Drake's delivery, it's just.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
It's so much more palatable to a wider population. Whereas Kendrick, if he comes on Kendrick, and if you're not a Kendrick fan, you might be like, what's all this, man? Because even the AI diss track, I heard it and I was like, it's not great, but also the delivery. If he does this delivery, people are going to call it shit. Even though when I'm hearing it, the delivery is not making me say it's shit. Mm-hmm. But a lot of people heard that and said, that's shit, but not because of the bars, because of the way it sounded. Mm. Do you know what I'm saying?
I don't even, like, people are asking me to rate the AI diss track.
At the time, I was unsure from the jump
that's not Kendrick. So I don't even know how to even think about that I need to rate it. I just think the fan base is much bigger that it's not going to go down well. Like, it could be good, but it's not going to be rated. I already know the discourse.
How many
Kendrick fans over Drake fans do you know? Do you know what I mean?
No, yeah, I know that, but so like, everybody rated this.
Okay.
What's our group chat? Yeah, no, the group chat is mainly Drake fans.
So what's going to happen in our group chat?
Yeah, I know that. That's what I'm saying.
No, that's not
no,
true.
No, but it's
that's
only going to happen if Kendrick delivers in a way that they don't find to be sick.
Uh-huh.
If it's about bars, that's different. If it's about bars, then you can now dissect but and say
think,
he said
on,
this,
I
he
think
said
on
that.
I think on both parts, they probably won't.
No, that's not true.
But this is what I think.
Yeah.
But this is what I think.
Yeah.
So when it drops,
Yeah.
I think I'm going to be right about their response to it.
You could be. I think I will be. But it doesn't mean their response to it isn't true.
Yeah, exactly.
That's the only thing.
Both can be right.
Both can be,
but yeah. I think it's going to be a good diss track. Because that's how uneducated or how much of Kendrick fans they're not is that they so much believed the AI one because they thought he was that shit.
Yeah.
So they was happy enough to go off, that's real, and it's shit, blah, blah, blah. That's that on that.
Like, the reason why I disagree with that point of where it's going to be at a disadvantage is because we can all agree that Pusha T won against Drake.
Mm.
And Pusha T is not the same artist as Drake.
Yeah.
Drake has all the opportunity to beat Pusha T with a fan base.
Yeah, but
everybody can say Pusha washed Drake. Yeah.
I wouldn't say washed, but wait. What I would say is the reason it was unanimous was because Drake didn't respond. There's a difference there. If Drake responded, different ballgame.
Potentially.
It depends on what he said.
When it comes to a rap this year,
you can look at it, by the way.
You can look
oh,
at
Oh yeah, hello yeah. caller. Hello?
Oh, yo, I'm
just... You're just listening. Shoot. It's cool. We're going to let you go, bro.
Yeah.
We're going to let you go, bro.
I don't want them to hear me breathing.
Take care, man. Thanks for the call.
So I think we can be fans. I'm a fan of Drake. I'm a fan of Kendrick as well. Like, I don't have a dog in this fight to that degree where it's like, I just want Drake to win. I'm a bigger Drake fan, yes. But, bro, I can be objective in that this is better than that one.
Yeah.
Like, with Pusha T, I'm a fan of both. That this is better than anything.
What did he give him? Duppy or something? Duppy,
yeah, bro, it was. I can't even remember. It's not memorable. Yeah, I can appreciate in the history books. It just seems like Pusha T just bullied him.
Mm-hmm.
And that was it. That was the end of it. We could all appreciate that Drake lost. Whether he responded or not, or has a bigger audience or not, this isn't about audience and time. This isn't about audience and numbers. This is just about what did you say? And Pusha said some shit and that nigga did not respond.
Done.
Like, there's no two ways about it. Meek Mill and Drake. Doesn't matter whether Drake was whatever.
Okay, but Drake in the Pusha one, what was the score there? Wasn't it 1-0?
Yeah, I agree. I can agree with that.
He did infrared first, no?
The only thing is, I can't remember that beef too.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. It's the exact same thing. Pusha sent for him on Daytona. Drake responded with Duppy, and then he came back with
I need to listen to it so I can actually remember.
I'm telling you what's happening. Yeah.
Okay, no, but I don't know what was the... Wait, infrared was...
I think it was infrared. What was the tune? Type in Pusha and Drake beef, please, Valley. I think it was infrared. I can't remember where it was.
Because I remember infrared came out. Oh, what did he say in infrared?
And he took shots at him.
Yeah. Sorry? In order or something.
I think it's cute to say fan bases don't play a part because when discourse happens on media outlets as well as social media outlets, it plays a part in the decision at the end.
No, it can, but I'm saying to me personally, I know I'm objective enough to know that was a better this than that. I can still be like, nah, man, I don't think you won or whatever, but I can still say that's a better this.
But people are enjoying enjoying the nose job, the BBL Drizzy, the antics of Rick Ross. So the social media discourse is keeping that diss track alive. Without it, you'd be like, ah, it was shit. Without discourse, things are worse than they...
Yeah, this is the perfect example of beef.
Okay, go on.
Because if you go to the top, they've been throwing shots at each other for time. When was the first shot? 2006. Mm-hmm. Now go all the way down. Infrared, go down. So infrared was what? 2018. We only count this as the Drake and Pusha beef. Yeah. But they've been beefing on tracks for time.
That's fine. So
infrared was the shot. Okay. He sent shots for thing at thing, Drake on that. Yep. But now Drake has directly responded with, what is it, Duppy?
Mm-hmm.
I think you just missed it.
Yeah, Duppy, freestyle.
Yeah, just there. That became round one. So then when Pusha responded with Story of Adidon, is that what he... That's when we were like, okay, 1-0 pusher. That's my
point. I don't see it that way.
But when I asked you what was the score, you said 1-0.
Yeah, because now I'm seeing the actual timeline of it. I'm seeing the timeline of it.
But no, but forget about that. Forget about that. You're saying Talk about general consensus. The reason you thought it was 1-0 is because generally, across the board, everybody said it 1-0.
Bro, I don't remember it.
This is what I'm saying. This is what I'm saying. You remembered 1-0, though. You remembered 1-0.
Wait, so then it's like you said, it's like 17-1 to fucking Kendrick. So there's no point continuing.
My thing is,
it's over then, isn't it?
That's fine. If you, we're just judging it from when it's become definitive or when there's a big moment. But if you want to look at all these other shots, that's fine.
But this is what I'm saying about the fan base.
Wait, hold on.
Go on.
The way I see that there, you can compare infrared to Duppy. Round one. What's wrong with
that? That's not what happened, though.
But I'm saying, what's wrong with that?
No,
if
it's
people
fine.
Aren't seeing it that it's way, fine. That's fine.
No. But this
infrared
is, this
and
is
Duppy,
my problem with
I can
that,
look
though.
At one of them and the other one and say, okay, Pusha's one was better or Drake's one was better. Then
this is the problem.
Whoever was that, whoever, I can still say someone won it at the end. That's the thing. What I'll say is my theory isn't necessarily consistent to who won. I can still be like, oh, Drake won that one.
Mm-hmm.
Pusha T won in the end, even though technically the score could be 1-1. To me, Pusha T ended the beef. Fine. It's the same thing as road. Scoreboards. Doesn't matter what's happened there. It's like, yo, you could have got him as much time as he got you, but you might have killed dude. Done.
I hear it.
Do you get it?
I hear it. But what the issue is there...
Sorry to talk violence, but you get what
I hear
saying?
It, but what the issue is
Does my
here,
example make sense?
No, your example makes perfect sense. But my point is... With this, the diss started when Drake gave a direct response.
Fine.
All the other stuff was shots and stuff. Nobody cared. Nobody cared. Infrared was shots, even if it was that, it was direct shots at Drake.
Two birds, one stone.
What?
That's right. Two birds, one stone.
Yeah, and nobody counted that.
No? You crazy.
Oh my God,
what?
Bro.
When nobody, did that drop?
Two birds, one stone.
It was just there in 2017.
Drake's thing, no?
Yeah, I remember it. I remember it, but I'm
you
saying
you didn't count that as a diss.
Nobody did.
Oh, no.
It was shot.
Is it a diss track?
No.
He was getting at him.
Is it a diss track?
That's what it is. It's a diss track if he's getting at him.
How many bars are they highlighting here?
That was a diss track to me. That's how I saw it. Because when I heard it, I was like, he's talking about Pusha.
Mm-hmm.
So that was a diss track.
The thing is, Kid Cudi.
Yeah, that's fine. If Kid Cudi don't want to get in the beef, that's fine.
Yeah, that's fine.
Whatever. Like he just said, "I use the man on the moon." Blah blah blah. That, whatever.
Yeah. But I'm saying, this is my point exactly. When everybody started counting the beef was when there was official diss tracks at each other. So when Duppy dropped and it was like, "This is an official diss track." Just for you or whatever, and then he responded with Adidon. That was two official diss tracks.
Let me add on because then, so now, if two birds with one stone, what's it go up against? So cool, fuck it, fuck what it goes up against. If that wins, then it's 1-1. There's no winner of this beef.
No, but that's what I said. That's the example that I was giving. That you can go 1-1, but somebody deaded the beef. Do you get it?
I hear you.
You do something to me.
We're only looking at those last two.
But you're looking at the scores, I'm looking at the impact.
For me, you haven't won then, it's a draw.
And that's what I'm saying, I get it. That's why I said my theory doesn't make sense if you're looking at like a sport where it's like, oh, you got this point.
I'm looking at it as
who deaded it, who finished it.
Who deaded it doesn't matter though sometimes, man.
It does, because Pusha deaded it and Drake didn't respond.
I hear it, so he deaded it, right? So it matters. But the whole Drake had a mad response, but he didn't drop it because there were people saying it's way too disrespectful, it's dangerous, da-da-da, whatever. Like, because we could say bare shit for that. My thing is, track for track,
I want to go back and listen to all of this and be like, but the thing is, what I want to know here is, what are we seeing as a diss track? Are we seeing a diss track as the whole song is about one person? Or is it directed at, so there's nothing else around it, it's just dissing. Okay,
cool. The song is just dissing. There's no choruses or if there's a chorus, the chorus is still a diss. Like, it's all dissing. Do you know what I mean? Like, we're not talking about, I think personally,
we're in an era where we're comparing things to to back in the day when things were really outright and in your face, like an Aoife is a diss track, a Takeover is it, like, man will give you a whole track. These man aren't like that.
No, yes, they are. Though.
Yes, they are.
I don't think that they are because yes, it's been.
They've shown us that they are.
All right, they are.
Don't run.
What? Why are you saying don't run?
Don't run.
He's not running. He's just confused. That.
I don't think I'm confused. I'm just saying that these men are willing to do all of this sparring and not be super direct. But that don't mean that man ain't putting out a diss track.
Nah, that's.
But I think you're seeing the diss track as the whole song has to be about you.
Yeah, that's a diss track.
But to me, this is their versions of diss tracks.
No, it's not. Because nobody's counting it. Otherwise, we'd be saying, oh, he dropped the diss track. He threw shots. There's a difference. We have to separate throwing shots and diss tracks.
I agree.
If you're throwing shots, I can't say you've made a diss track. You threw shots.
I agree. But I think when it's very clear that you're talking to somebody and this tune is for him, I think that's a diss track. And it might not be the whole song. But I think that's a diss track.
Then you're throwing shots.
I hear you.
That's what I'm saying. You can't say something is a diss track if you gave me a verse or whatever, but the whole chorus is about fucking girls and doing da-da. That's not a diss track. That's just a song where you threw a shot at me. That's all it is. Regardless of if it's a whole verse, you just threw a shot at me. It's not a diss track. Because I'm not going to... Not everybody's going to go to that.
Okay, I get you.
Do you know what I'm saying?
I get you.
Like, we can't do that. That's what I'm saying. The beef starts where there's two diss tracks. They can't start until there's two diss tracks.
Yeah.
Man can't compare a short verse to a whole diss track. It's not fair.
But at this point in our culture, where we're at is we have to clutch at straws, bro.
We don't, though. We don't.
We do, because we're not getting it.
No, we don't
we're
have
not getting
to.
It.
Yeah, but if we're not getting it, then we just accept what we got.
Because
we don't have to clutch at all.
I think personally, we don't know the whole history of a beef.
I argue with Drake fans as long, man.
The thing is, you can be a hip hop fan first, yeah. But what a lot of the time is what we remember is what we count. But we wasn't there from the beginning. Do you get what I'm saying? So it's like when you look at Jay-Z and Nas, you'll say it's Aoife and Takeover. But man will tell you, no, bro. There was tunes before that. It might not have been the whole tune, but most of the tune was about it.
But that's what I'm saying.
So it's a diss track.
No, that's why we come. Listen to what you're saying and then actually listen to what you're saying.
I know what I'm saying, bro.
What you just said, when we talk about Jay-Z and Nas, we talk about Aoife and Takeover.
Yeah.
Why? Because those were the actual diss tracks.
Everything else.
No. All the other niggas that say that there was shit before, they won't even call it diss tracks. They still compare the two. What are you saying? Find me one nigga that said this was a diss track.
It didn't start at Aoife.
I know it didn't. There were shots.
But they were shots. No. People will say that there was diss tracks before that.
Yeah, there might
be. But those are just the big ones.
No, wait. If you talk to hip-hop people, there might be tracks before that. But those are the two biggest ones that people reference.
Exactly, so that's no my problem. Point. That is my exact point.
You don't even know the songs to know if that song only had a verse or a bar or the whole song. So don't speak on one word.
He had Super Ugly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And who was that? Even titled it.
So did it not start before that?
Wait. Nas had that at Jay-Z.
Nas had what?
Super Ugly, directed at Jay-Z.
Nas, it was Nas's tune.
And then what was Jay-Z's tune?
That's right.
It was.
I feel like Super Ugly was Jay-Z's tune, bro.
Are you sure? No, I'm pretty sure that was Nas.
Damn.
Super Ugly was.
They had something before Aoife and Takeover. Who did Super Ugly?
Oh, it was Jay-Z.
All right, cool. Thanks, guys.
Oh, was it? Wait. So Jay-Z did Super Ugly. Then what did Nas do?
I don't remember. But the beef was before Aoife and Takeover. But again, in your heads, it's the biggest one.
No. Yeah, we never said it wasn't.
That's fine. I never said that.
They can have more than a back and forth with more than one tune.
But that's not what we're saying. So what was, because I don't know what the response is. I don't know this beef enough.
My thing is, when man remember the biggest moments, you say it started then. But man can say, it was before then.
Remember, this wasn't when I was, it's not really our generation. Thing, but with Drake beefs and all of this stuff, I remember all of these moments. And it's like, he took a shot. We never said these are beefs. Like, we've lived it. We can't talk about this stuff because we never lived it. Next men are telling you there's other tunes, there might be, bro. I didn't even know Super Ugly was Jay-Z, bro. It don't matter to me. Yeah. But with this shit, rules are rules, bro.
Okay, cool. So we've got one diss track in this beef.
We've had one diss track.
In the...
We've had an album and we've had a diss track.
We've had a verse from Kendrick.
And we've had several songs from Future.
Future made a diss album. A diss album that has shots on it,
yeah?
Plenty of shots, but the songs... I don't fully agree...
But it's because I'm a hater.
No, that's fine.
I don't fully agree.
The only reason why there are songs on the album... That were just fun.
I was going to say that are like at Drake.
No problem.
Yeah. There are features on that album that are at Drake. But there's a large proportion of the album that isn't.
I agree with that.
But he's important in this.
Surely we can accept that if a man makes an album and has several tracks dissing somebody...
That's enough to say it's a diss album. That's enough for me.
Come on, that's enough for me.
Then a lot of albums are diss albums.
That's also fine. I'm not evading that. I don't know about that. But this is the first time I've personally seen this.
It shouldn't be.
This is the first time I've seen it.
50 Cent. Ugly. Okay. There's tracks on 50 Cent albums that are disses.
Towards whoever he was dissing.
Yeah.
The album or a song?
Songs on the album.
Yeah.
So if it's songs that make the album a diss track,
what songs? You have to give me the songs.
The actual title of the album for Future is actually a diss.
A diss, yeah. No problem. We don't trust you. Yeah, whereas no 50 Cent...
He was just making songs. Yeah, that's 50 Cent, he's a troll.
So if the album has songs that are diss tracks to people, they're not... That's not a diss album anymore. Unless it's titled a diss album.
It's literally titled a diss album. Yeah. You have to come forth with...
He's coming forward saying this is a diss towards you.
We don't trust you.
First tune is about him.
Then he's got another tune
where he's got the biggest diss track. It's a diss album, bro. I'm not saying the whole album is dedicated to him, but bro, he made that album because of him. Metro. We need to remember Metro.
Piggy Bank is also a diss track and is on one of the albums.
It's a song on an album.
Many Men's a diss track. Kind of, yeah.
To who?
Whoever shot him. Got in the booth and wrote about the niggas that shot him. He didn't say, "I'm sorry guys for shooting me." That's a diss track to me, to the niggas. They might not be rappers who shot him.
I think that's a reach.
It might be a reach, but someone shot me, I'm going to make a song about it.
Yeah, but we're talking about someone that we don't even know here.
Yeah, of course.
We can only talk about rap.
You can allege who shot him. There's all them theory. But there are disses on the album, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, that's fine.
The one I remember mainly is Piggy Bank. But what's crazy? Who said it? Someone, forget. I can't bother to respond to that. I think I wouldn't. There's a lot of tracks on both albums that aren't diss tracks. Still don't trust you. It's a play. Yeah, Supreme Team. I would have got into it, you know, but whatever. It's a both women and Drake title.
Yeah, it's both women and Drake.
You can't just attribute it all to Drake.
It's a double, isn't it?
Double entendre. But we know what he's getting at. Because you double entendre it to make it seem like it's not just about you, but bro, it's about him. Bro.
Yeah.
Because we know Metro. That's the thing. You have to remember Metro's involved in this as well. Just because he's not there, he has said out there, yo, why are these men winning Grammys? Bro, they got problems.
No, they got problems. Do you know why it's a diss track? I'll just get into it. Because who was it that went at 50 was Supreme, right?
Apparently, yeah.
Many men wish death upon me. Blood in my eyes, and I can't see. I'm trying to be who I'm destined to be. And then he also says, what's one of the bars that he drops?
I'm here for a real reason because he got shot.
And I got shot, but he ain't fucking breathing. This is a diss, man.
I mean, it's a bit of a... Let me listen to it properly because I've never seen it as a diss track.
Yeah.
Sorry, keep going. Pussy niggas ain't there, go get your refund. I ain't been crowned great. Something like, I ain't singing them.
But the problem is, it's like I'm a shooting back.
I'm a get back at you type thing.
No, but if this is towards niggas that ain't rapping, we don't.
Yeah, that's fine. But he's like, I'm not saying this is a diss track towards another rapper, but they're not rappers like that.
I'm a
clapback.
Yeah, it's a fuck you, innit? Yeah, yeah, I'll take that.
But Get Rich or Die Trying is not a diss album.
No. What's no, I can't say
but
that.
But there's diss tracks on the album.
Go, there might the play, be, but it doesn't make
there's
it
Wankster
a thing.
There's Wankster on there, yes.
These are diss tracks.
Yeah, there's Wankster diss tracks on the album, but so the album is not a diss album.
Okay, fine.
So like, it's not aimed at anyone.
But how if there's diss tracks on it?
No, no, the album is, itself. Is, there might the be a track is that's in it. That. In the track list, yes. But bro, we don't trust you. Man knows he's talking about Drake. First tune.
Harry's talking about, what one's on this? I Patient think he was beefing Fat Joe.
In the club, high all the time.
Ja Rule. But basically Murder Inc.
What?
What's
what,
the what other song? Album?
What song?
Window Shopper was a diss track.
That was on
whichever album. Like, if there, so, but what you lot are saying is like, if there's diss tracks on it, it's a diss album. Cool.
No,
but that's wait. That's basically what you said.
If you say basically, then it is because like that, cool. That's not what we said.
But you threw in the title as well.
Yeah,
that's the main.
That's
thing.
That's the main thing.
Main thing. So if there, no, if is. wait. So if there was no. Hypothetically, if there was no diss tracks on it, but it was called We Don't Trust You, is it still a diss album?
Depends if we know what he's talking about.
Okay, cool.
But we do know what he's talking about, and he's got diss songs
on
there.
But we do know what 50's talking about, and he's got the songs on there. But it's because it's not titled Fuck Murder
No, Inc. If you just look at the songs, bro, these are, like, most of these songs are not about people, bro.
Wankster is.
Yeah, Wankster.
That's what are we talking
yeah,
about?
Yeah, but I said Wankster.
There's going to be bars in a lot of these songs for some people.
That's fine. As you said, shots, right?
Yeah, shots.
If so, I'm using
so,
your point,
so it's not. Wankster, so wait. So if it's so wait. So if there is bars in Future's one, but they're not all diss tracks, then it's not a diss track. If I'm saying because that's what
I'm not saying that Future's got diss
so
tracks.
So we're all gonna
on,
go around in circles here. Then.
No, because it's there's no, not. We're not
because
saying
you're understanding me, but he doesn't want
no,
to.
I understand. No, I understand what you're saying. But that's not a diss, that's not the same as We Don't Trust You at all. Wankster is the diss track there. You're going at many men, but he's talking about someone that shot him.
Yeah, he's talking about someone else. Remember, 50 beefed a lot of people.
Yeah, but when you're saying diss track, Wankster, yes. Clear. I'm going by you guys' points, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Clear.
Mm-hmm.
Many men, someone shot him, he's made a track.
Mm.
Can we call that a diss track?
I mean, if you want, but it doesn't
like,
really
like, it's some street shit. It's some street shit. It's a reach. Yeah, yeah. There's nothing else there, my guy.
The thing is, you have to remember the lyrics of all the songs. You know, in like 20 years, you won't remember all the lyrics of this Never Trust You album. You might look at it like, I can't really remember, but there was some shit here and there. But there was shit in many 50 Cent albums going at Ja, Murder Inc., like all of these people. You can't run from 50 beefing people. It's going to be in one of the first two albums.
Yeah.
100%.
Yeah.
I just can't remember all the bars. Not,
but then it doesn't make them diss tracks. It just
cool.
makes them
But then also
in
what,
songs.
What he has now contradicted himself on saying is if there's just a few bars on it, it's not a diss track.
No, but he agreed to that.
Yeah, I agreed.
So, like, cool.
Yeah.
So, that's it. Full stop at that one, then,
isn't
it?
Yeah. Yeah. But, yeah, I think what, which one?
Massacre, is it? What's his other first or second album?
Shit's definitely 1-0 Drake, man. I don't know what the fuck you guys say. Jump and give me 50.
It's not yet, man.
Jump and give me 50. Yeah.
I feel like it will be, but...
Massacre. Yeah. So, what's the tracks here?
He had Piggy Bank on there and Window Shopper, I believe, was on there. Yeah, or was Window Shopper on that? Maybe Window Shopper wasn't even on that then. Piggy Bank, yeah. I get at you, yeah. It was just that tune. 50's very like direct. Like he's very direct. He'll make a tune. He'll make a diss track. And that's what I'm saying. I think these lot are very different.
They're not though.
That's just my opinion.
No,
my
opinion is definitely wrong because they've shown you they're direct when they want to be direct.
Yeah, but I'm just saying that like I reckon they're different.
What is different about them?
That these guys are just very.
Who is they as well? Let's clarify, because
as in like 50 Cent, all these guys, 50 Cent, Jay-Z, Nas,
yeah,
it kicks off quicker. Do you get what I'm saying? It kicks off way quicker because they're ready to already give you a verse. They're ready to give you a track, yeah?
As in the diss tracks start quicker.
Yeah, like everything starts quicker. So it's like, I mean. Like, they're very, very different. Whereas these guys, even Drake said, it's been brewing for a long time.
Yeah.
I didn't start it.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I'm saying? So I just think they're different.
Yeah, okay, I can agree to that. I can agree to that. I thought you meant in terms of like the way they diss, because that was your original point. Oh, I like what
Ad said. 50 made a mixtape diss. But definitely some of these albums have disses on them. And
yeah,
that was
tracks. Even when he started. That was literally how 50
bare,
came.
Bare albums are diss albums. And I'll never rest, man. I will never rest. You lot can cry as much as you want. I don't give a toss. You lot have got Drake's cock in your nyash. You have to stand on your own too. Suck yourself as well.
Stand on
fuck
your own.
Fuck you. Give a toss. I'm not Team Drake like you lot are. Not that. So don't tell me to rest, bruv. Otherwise, it's an echo chamber of the same shit. You lot cry too much. But he's the best. I don't give a toss. He's not my
this
favorite.
This guy's got his own
he's
diss track guy right now.
You know, like that. Like,
you know, this album.
He's yours. You lot defend who you lot want to defend. And I'll say whatever point I want to send, yeah? That's that on that. Kendrick has to reply.
He definitely has to reply.
He has to reply because he's been wanting it for a hot minute. So I just think, because the diss track was hot. Can't just rush. But it's been niggas was asking for it a day later.
Relax. The only reason why I can understand why people have less patience with Kendrick is because he started it. Mm-hmm. So you know he's going to respond, or you should expect that he's going to respond. And also you said, I had this shit for 4 years.
Yeah, yeah.
So it could be dated, but either
it's
way,
4 years, it's dated.
Doesn't matter. Could be 4 years, could be dated. That's up to you if you want to drop it. But either way, you are prepared, is my point.
Mm-hmm.
You are prepared. You started something. If I push you and say, come outside, you come outside then.
Yeah, the thing. I don't think...
I'm outside now. Where are you?
Yeah, you can't say, oh, hold
respond.
On.
Yeah.
But he's
saying
that, though.
Yeah, yeah, no, I get it. But I'm saying, I know why people are impatient. Mm-hmm. One, we're just impatient in general.
Mm-hmm.
But two, he says he had something for a long time. And Drake said, yo, drop it.
As well, all I ask for is fair judgment of the diss track.
There will be fair judgment.
You're not going to get from the internet, but from us, I'm going to be fair. Who had a better
be
one?
Very fair.
I can't trust Kaz though.
No, you can't trust Kaz. No.
Can't be trusted. You just use top five songs.
That was crazy.
You know, that's what like, some people can't be trusted in this conversation. It's bro.
And it was off the new thing, wasn't it?
Yeah,
it was
crazy.
You're not going to be honest.
That album was not good.
You're not.
That album was not a good album.
It was good, man. I enjoyed that album.
I want to talk to people who could be honest about it.
I enjoyed it.
Not an echo chamber, man. And many of them, actually,
What?
just be honest.
What?
I just want honest opinions on it. I gave an honest one on Drake.
You know what? What I will say is that you did give an honest opinion on Drake. Like, you wasn't just like, he's saying this, it's not. Like, you was like,
I could be pernickety and say, right, what, he called him short.
Yeah.
I could do that. Or he said he gets 50%, where's the proof? I could do that. I could run every agenda I want to run.
But it was
a good diss track. Because I was on this thing, like, where I listened to it, I was outside. So I didn't even have headphones. It was rough, but I'm like, Yasmin, wait.
I was listening to it, I need to...
Hold Kai.
The group chat is going off. Like, I need to make sure I know what the fuck is going on.
Hold
this is
Kai.
Good.
Oh, no, we need to talk about it a bit more properly, actually. Hold Kai, because... I need to listen to this shit. But then it was like, I'm hearing the bars. And then I can't even remember
what was it?
Like,
this is
I can't
amazing.
Remember.
What are you talking about? When you
because I remember I said something like, when I first listened to it, I couldn't deep, right, how much is it going at Kendrick?
Because I'm on this
thing like, listen, it needs to be at least 55% Kendrick. Otherwise,
you haven't
focused on the mission at hand. All these other people, give them a bar or two. I said that last week. Bar or two, whatever. Do that. But really get at Kendrick for us, please.
And he did.
I haven't done the maths. I haven't run up the maths. But there was enough at Kendrick to make me pleased with what I was hearing. But it was a leak.
It was a cold one.
But why did it leak? Who leaked it?
I don't know. He might have sent the wrong version to somebody or something.
I reckon that's just like a bit high. I personally reckon this is where I think these guys are different. I reckon what they do, they put a little something out there, they see how people respond.
I don't think that's what happened, you know?
I think that he puts it out there, see how people respond. Are people feeling? All right, cool. Drop the real thing with it proper, like mixed and mastered and that,
mm-hmm.
and give it to Ack or however they're going to do it.
Mm.
Whereas before, it was just the tune comes out.
Yeah, I reckon it's very easy to be like, yo, mix and master this, and then whoever's mixing and mastering it
drops it.
Yeah, that's probably what happened. Do you know what's crazy?
Well, this is a genius, right? Mm. You know, sometimes you go on Genius and not every has great annotation.
But no, a week in, yeah. Because when I first went to it, it wasn't like this.
Yeah,
no,
obviously not.
But they just start. Yeah, they just. Yeah. But what's crazy, look, 345 contributors. I knew it wasn't like the artist themselves going there and saying, this is what this bit means.
Sometimes it is. If it's green.
Oh, yeah.
Then it means that the artist
I've said, never seen green.
Pushes in there. Yeah. Pushes making sure, hey. Don't say they were saying this.
Yeah.
If it's green.
Because I haven't really.
But it's not a frequent thing that you'll see. But like on Pusha's songs, if you go to Pusha Daytona.
And a lot of people who do the actual, you know, the Genius, what's it called?
Yeah.
Then they'll make it green they do the interviews and they go through their song and actually tell you what each line means and stuff like that.
I feel like he's, you can just click any random songs. Hard piano.
Is it all in Espanol? What's going on?
What have you typed in? Man said he's got...
He's got one all in Spanish.
That's crazy, bro.
Yo.
That is wild.
But yeah, it was a good diss track.
Very, very cold.
But because then later on in the day,
the lyrics.
He sent it to him. So Drake sent it to Aka, said, hey, you're playing the Boogs version, right?
Now, come on, from your
Drake's correspondent, what's going on with this, man?
What's that?
Why is it like this?
What, the whole, like, leaking it through?
Leak it, here's the proper version, academics. Still not on streaming.
I think it's just the games it's that the they're playing, that man. It's the times. Now, this is now the times, isn't it? Like, it's like, same way now, man will have memes of man.
Yeah.
Mm. You know what I mean? Same way before, no Vaseline with Ice Cube and Dre, and man had, like, Dr. Dre, like, dressed as a certain... It's like, man just plays certain games. I think this is just how it is. Before, all man could do is play with the album art. Yeah. And now, men can actually be like,
let me send it to Ax.
Let me send it to him. Get the streamers tube. On.
Yeah.
Without me. And then I've got a way out. I think they're pussyos about it. I think they can have a way out. And he can, because he can say, AI, wasn't me.
No, Cap, you can't say that. He's come out and said it's him.
I hear it now. No, I hear it now. But when it first came out, and we was like, is this real? Is it? You see that whole confusion, that area of confusion is a never new happened thing. Before. Can't happen before. I put the song out, it's me that even gave you the CD, bro.
This is my diss track.
Go on, listen
AI
to
is ruining it, but I don't feel like the truth will come out. Like,
Oh, 100%.
Like, I don't think Kendrick has these tactics, though.
And this is why it's going to be a problem for him, because beef is way more complicated than just put out a good song.
Mm.
You need rollout, or you need streamers, or you need memes, or you need... Even Rick Ross is like, he's just trying to clown him, because it's deeper than just a song, bro. You need to embarrass him.
Do you want that from Drake, where Drake comes on camera?
No, I don't want that, because he doesn't do that. But Rick Ross does that, and Rick
Ross... That's Rick.
But the thing is, Drake is still posting things on his story, Kill Bill, and that is Drake.
That's straight. Yeah, so that Drake is actually responding Drake. The way Drake
because
should.
He's got like...
Rick Ross is responding the way he should.
Because I'm a hater, and he's got like ghostwriter allegations, I want to know it's him. You know, like, I know it's Rick.
Man said he's got a social media team. I hear it
It's not impossible, bro.
I hear it still.
Man have got... Somebody... Not somebody. I think it was.
I'm a hater, but it's possible, bro. Because like, is it you or do you have a social media team?
I reckon.
Because you got
like,
Ack.
Man even said, yeah, exactly. You got academics, and the man even said, I think it was Ish or one of them on Joe Budden. They were like, how man's just come off of tour. You've got how much people that are working for you that are doing nothing, bro?
Bro,
get to work. Start embarrassing these guys.
Yeah.
Start putting some memes up.
Yeah.
Post some shit up on my story, bro.
Or comment in on Instagram. Yeah. Someone might be doing this. Texas with the mom.
Yeah, he could definitely be because you know behind
some, sometimes when you see texts, yeah, you can hold your phone up so it only shows like the last two texts. Usually a lot of times things look like they've been deleted, so it's like
things forwards,
like
whole conversation deleted.
Just come on camera one time, bust one joke, let me know it's you that's, you know, controlling shit today. Then I can accept all of your things as part of the disc catalog.
We'll never know, bro. We even know people smaller than Drake that have social media teams, bro.
Because remember with the Future one where he accidentally posted
Gunner's thing, right?
So let's Future don't really come on camera like that.
Yeah.
Come on camera, we need to know it's you. Same way AI might be making these tracks.
Hey, Drake's a conglomerate. If you're beefing him, you're beefing the business.
You're beefing the business, man. You got beef for more, man. You should have had a better team, bro. Yeah. You should have had a better team.
I'm worried for Kendrick.
I'm not worried for Kendrick
on the bar side of things.
Man.
I'm worried for Kendrick on
the social side of things.
The rollout social media side. I don't know.
Because Drake
hasn't put his on streaming. So now... Does that mean Kendrick also, you can't battle, don't battle me over there. Drake has said, hey, battle me here.
Yeah.
Kendrick said, hey, let's fight. He said, all right, on a, you know, Anthony Joshua team, come Saudi Arabia.
Come over here. Let's not add too much to that noise of yours.
So what streamer, because he can't get Aiden Ross. I'm sure Aiden don't really fuck with Kendrick like that.
But he doesn't have to do that. He just has to drop it on his own channel, whatever.
Need someone that's hyping your shit up.
No, because right now, no matter where he drops it,
it will get to Ack.
It will get to whoever.
Ack will play it, but Drake's rollout was it's a cold rollout still. Leaks. Ack plays it. Internet goes mad.
It's 3D he says, chess,
hey,
bro.
He's
playing chess. It's
3D Seriously. Chess, bro.
Here's the real version, my guy.
So even if Kendrick's this is better.
The rollout
is a big thing. This whole thing of like, even with him just doing the picture with like Umar with the fucking Kill Bill thing, like, yo, I'm versing all of these niggas. It's like, it's actually been sick to watch. I like it. But it's been great, shit, at the same time.
It's gonna be great.
It's been sick and slow. Yeah, it's slow.
Distractions.
Like, but it's the big three.
It's even cooled off a little bit. It's annoying. It's like, hey, bring it back.
We're so impatient, man.
We are, bro.
Like, just keep running the disc.
So many skills. Look at all these skills.
Shit, it's gone past 1 a.m., man.
Yeah,
fuck all you Drake supporters, man. that's how I'm feeling.
You can't
call my name and complain.
Yeah. Now, I do agree with you guys. I can agree with what you're saying in terms of, you know, now the beef has actually started.
Mm-hmm.
I can understand that.
Mm-hmm.
But as a Drake fan.
Many Men is a diss track. anything else to add, Dennis? That's not true?
Nah.
Oh, you say correct things, yeah? Say no more.
Okay. I just can't think of a lie right now. A good lie. I could just say some bullshit about that.
Cool. All right, if you're still here, listen. Survey is in there. Click that survey. It takes a minute or so to fill it out. There will be a lucky winner of something because your email's there and we'll hit up whoever wins.
And we're back tomorrow night.
Oh, yeah, we're back tomorrow night. That's right.
Gang.
Have a good night.
Cool.
Peace.
Not even when they tell you that better is France.